All right, joining us today is Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray fame, but that's not all. Of course, he did the TV show Extra for a while. He was in Sharknado, which I'm sure was fun. Mark, how are you?
What is up, Rich? What a what an amazing introduction. Sharknado, you know, I mean, come on. You can tell my talent skill-wise when it comes to acting.
Yeah, it's all over the place, right? Sharknado and Extra? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. You know, I'm not afraid to fail in front of America, you know, so I thank God I have the music I always fall back on.
All right, so what have you been doing lately? I know that we'll talk about your tour here with Ezra Ray Hart, the tour, but what have you been doing else besides that right now?
Yeah, you know, I've been really fortunate that we've got songs in Sugar Ray that people still want to hear. So I've been staying busy with the band Sugar Ray, playing in other projects, doing corporate shows. I say I've got four songs. You want to hear them a cappella, acoustic, to tracks, with the band, with your band. I'm happy to perform them. And I just think I've found a really a nice space in my life where I get to go out and perform these wonderful songs and to great people that still want to hear them. So all is good in the world of Sugar Ray and Mark McGrath.
All right. So that restricts my next question. Is there any chance of any new music from Sugar Ray or even the you know, the tour now with Ezra Ray Hart or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I come from the 90s when, you know, music was a commodity. There was a business, but it's different now. So I've kind of had to change my mindset, recalibrate how to release music. And how we do it now is we still write music. We still write new songs. And if they can fit in our set with the big hit songs like Fly Every Morning, When It's Over Someday, then we keep them around. And we develop, when we get a couple of them, five, six together, we'll release them. But it's not on the time schedule anymore. It's purely for the love of writing and releasing new music. So maybe the next year or two.
All right, cool. Which brings me to Ezra Ray Hart. How did this, I know it's been around for a few years now, but how did this come together?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to do a bunch of shows with Better Than Ezra, Tonic, bands like Smash Mouth, Everclear. And every time we do these package shows, someone inevitably asks, are you guys going to jam together? And, you know, you never do because each band's kind of into their own thing. And it's just kind of hard to get it together. We said, why don't we combine forces, Better Than Ezra, Tonic, and Sugar Ray, and start a band. That's where Ezra Ray Hart is. Of course, Kevin Griffin, Better Than Ezra, myself, Sugar Ray, and Emerson Hart from Tonic. And we play all the great music from Better Than Ezra, Sugar Ray, and Tonic on one stage. We all stay up there. We are a band. None of us leave the stage. We support each other's songs. Then we play some of the biggest songs of the 90s. So one thing you're not going to hear at an Ezra Ray Hart show is, here's a new one. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on playing the songs you want to hear and celebrate all that great music from the 90s. I'm not saying we're not going to watch something in the future from Ezra Ray Hart, but as of now, we're really enjoying doing this and performing with really talented people.
All right. Well, what's cool about it is, like you said, there's a lot of tours, 90s tours and so forth, but usually it's one band after the next band after the next band. And you guys, like you said, are up there the whole time all together, which is pretty cool because you get to jam to each other's tunes, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it unique. You know, I'll grab a guitar. I'll play If You Could Only See with Emerson Hart and Tonic, which I'm a fan of. You know, I feel like I won a radio contest by getting to jam with these guys or performing with Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra playing good and rocking out guitar. So I think it's really one of the biggest criticisms of these tours that I've been a part of is that, you know, why aren't you guys interacting together and jamming? Well, this is it. This is a band of that interaction you want to see. None of us leave the stage where, you know, we've got a lot of stories we tell in between the songs. We kind of fancy ourselves as being funny, which is dangerous sometimes. So that's really great. There's a crowd interaction. There's just a general easiness and a real sort of improv feel to the show. And, of course, you get all those great hits from Better Than Ezra, Sugar Ray, and Tonic.
All right, and you mentioned hits. 18 top 10 hits between the bands. That's a lot of songs to get through, right?
It's pretty incredible. When you look at the set list, you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Because, you know, when we play our own sets, we've got, you know, we've got our hit songs, but you pepper them through the set. But each, when you look at the set list of Ezra Ray Hart, every song is a top 10 song. You're going to know every song. And that's something that's great about this show, because the live experience to me is like, whether you like a song or not, when you see what these legacy acts, at least you know the song and it kind of piques your interest. On Ezra Ray Hart, you will love all these songs. And like my sell of Ezra Ray Hart is, if you don't love number one songs in the 90s, do not come, because you're going to hear a lot of them.
Awesome. It sounds like a fun show. And I did, of course, do a little research before I got a hold of you today. But I saw some videos, and it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun when you're up on stage.
Yeah, I think, you know, the hassle, the worry of selling tickets, or the burden, not burden, but the responsibility of carrying a whole show is completely removed from us, because I've got two front men to the side of me who can carry any song, any show by themselves, and it just makes it easy. There's just a real, it reminds me why I got in the band in the first place, just to hang out and play play music with your friends, except all these bands are multi-platinum bands, you know. All these friends are multi-platinum artists.
All right, so the show's coming to town very soon, a week from Friday. That's April 22nd. You're at Black Bear Casino, right?
Yeah, Black Bear Casino up there in Carlton, Minnesota, and always a good time in Minnesota. The Duluth area has been so important and wonderful to Sugar Ray and all these bands. And every time we go to Minnesota, I think it's about Minnesotans, if you will. They work hard and they play hard, you know, and I know that's kind of been a cliche, but I've been around this world, and some people go out there and they drink a little wine cooler and they do the little golf clap. Not people from Minnesota. They get out there and they get after it. So we're really looking forward to going to the Black Bear Casino, and I appreciate everybody taking a look and coming out.
Sounds awesome. Well, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to chat with us today. We definitely appreciate that, and we definitely look forward to seeing you next Friday, April 22nd, Black Bear Casino. Mark, thank you.
Rich, thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you out there.